This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. This is a good week to be hungry. For the last 10 years, the publication 7 Days has been putting on Restaurant Week, where food establishments around the state offer specials to entice people to try new foods and new places. We are not quite at the halfway mark of this year's Restaurant Week, so there is still time for you to find a feast that fits your appetite and your wallet, and to help raise money for the Vermont Food Bank. Joining us to tell us more about Restaurant Week is Corey Grenier. She is Marketing and Events Director for 7 Days, and this is her 8th Restaurant Week. Corey, it's nice to have you on Vermont Edition.
It's nice to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
How many times have you eaten out this week, or are you not allowed to since you're, you know, sort of running the show?
So we have had, during Restaurant Week, we have special events. Mm-hmm. So I have been doing all the special events. I've had a few lunches, but basically Thursday through Sunday, it's go time for me to get eat as much as possible.
And one of the events that's still left has to do with fermentation?
Yes. Tomorrow night at Arts Riot, we have the dish, and it's going to be called The Wild World of Fermentation. So if you are interested in that, you should come on down.
And Arts Riot is in Burlington, and, you know, at least at the start of what I remember of the early days of Restaurant Week, most of the restaurants seem to be sort of concentrated in the Chittenden County area and in the Burlington area. But these days, there are restaurants all over the state that are participating in Restaurant Week.
Yeah, we have restaurants from Brattleboro to St. Albans and all the places in between. When we first started Restaurant Week, we had around 50 or so restaurants. And then year two, we had around 80. And then ever since then, we've had more than 100, which is awesome.
So more than 100 restaurants. And, you know, for people who are unfamiliar with this, what's the deal? What do they do and what do patrons do?
So the restaurants that are participating, there are 105. They're offering special menus for $20, $30, or $40 per person. So most places, it's an appetizer, an entree, and dessert. Some places are offering 4 courses. Some people get creative where it's a, you know, you share an appetizer, you both get your own entree, and then you share dessert because the price points, it depends on the establishment. But how does it work? So you just go to the restaurant and you check out the Restaurant Week menu, and then you eat as much as you can fit in your body.
And some restaurants will say you can order anything off the menu for this fixed price. And some will say, we have a Restaurant Week menu. You've got these 2 choices for an appetizer, these 2 choices for an entree. And, you know, we've got 4 desserts or we've got 1 dessert. And that's what you're getting if you come here.
Yes. Yes. Some places, most places offer the Restaurant Week menu. But if someone does not want to do it, you can order off of the regular menu.
So, Corey, what I want to know is how do you game the system? Like, how do you hack Restaurant Week to get the best experience, the best food? The prices are fixed, so you can sort of determine what your price point is. But give me the scoop on how I can hack Restaurant Week.
Excellent question. So I think Restaurant Week is a great time to maybe travel a little bit further than you normally would for food. Make it a destination. Treat yourself. It's the perfect time of year to do so. So I would start with, 1, how far are you willing to drive? And then plop your pin and then figure out what restaurants fall in your circle. And then you can use the printed menu guide or go to the Restaurant Week website and you can sort the restaurants by region. So I would look at all of the menus and then either if you have the printed guide, add post-it notes, highlight, cut it out. That's the beautiful thing about paper is you can rip it out, stick it on your fridge, and you can always remember what you wanted to go to. But then look at your schedule and see when your openings are. And I would suggest making reservations because not all restaurants accept reservations, but if you really have your heart set on a particular menu, you won't want to miss out. And if you can't make it to dinner, there are a lot of restaurants that are offering breakfast specials, lunch specials, and brunch specials. So if you really wanted to, you could eat out for every meal.
And keep in mind that especially some of the fancier establishments aren't open often on Mondays and Tuesdays. So you've got to plan your week well here.
Yes, definitely, definitely look to the restaurant's websites for hours and special things like that. Just before, if you are going to make a 2-hour drive, I would, check out the website before you hike down there.
Can you talk to us, Corey, about some of the restaurants that are doing really interesting things or like themed meals? So, for example, I hesitate to say this because I'm afraid I'll get trolled, but I have never watched Game of Thrones. I have no idea what people are talking about when they say, not today, crows, although I love the sentence. So if I wanted to sort of steep myself in Game of Thrones culture, apparently I can actually go to a Game of Thrones themed restaurant week meal at a restaurant.
Yeah. So the nice thing about restaurant week is it gives chefs and restaurateurs the opportunity to get creative for 1 week only, to step outside their normal menu. And several restaurants are doing just that. So as you mentioned, there is a Game of Thrones themed dinner in St. Albans. The Foundry is having a Game of Thrones menu, and they say dinner is coming, and they have a lot of fun, different, each entree is, they have Tyrion short ribs is on the menu. That might not mean anything to you because you don't watch the show,
yeah, but they have,
King Joffrey's last hunt, things like that. There's also a James Bond themed menu. There's a food waste reduction menu. Three Squares Cafe is doing a Gastro Squares dinner. So, yeah, there's a lot of fun things going on in these menus.
Yeah, how do restaurants feel about this? I mean, you're not going to tell me they all hate it, but, you know, what beyond hopefully getting new people into your restaurant, you know, what's the aim of this? Because in some cases, restaurants are certainly not making what they normally make on some of these menus. So the benefit for the restaurant is new eyeballs and new mouths.
Exactly. And also, when we first started Restaurant Week 10 years ago, we picked this time of year because it's mud season. There's not that much going on. So we wanted to have this event during a time of year where restaurants are typically slow, to get some excitement for diners to go in. And we've heard from several restaurants over the years that this is a time for them to, yes, get new diners in the door, and hopefully they'll turn into repeat customers.
And do you have, we just had the auditor on the show, so, you know, I've got to ask you, how do you do a performance audit on Restaurant Week? Is there any way to tell if that's actually effective?
So we usually send out a survey for the restaurants to see how the week went for them. We gauge social media. I mean, there are 105 restaurants happening, so we can't be in 105 places at once the whole time. But I feel like it's by looking at social media, word on the street, and then checking in with the restaurants and just the general public throughout the week to see how everything is going. That's how we can generally get a good feel for how the week is going.
So one of the other things that happens during Restaurant Week is that this is also in part a fundraiser for the Vermont Food Bank. And I noticed that on some of the menus, you said that there are $20, $30, and $40 price points. But in some cases, some of the menus are $21, $31, and $41. And there's an extra dollar that goes to the food bank. So how much money has this event actually raised over the years for the food bank?
So this is year 10. And over the years, we raised $122,000. In counting dollars for the Vermont Food Bank.
And is that just sort of a feel-good part of it, or is part of the motivation of doing this Restaurant Week when we're people who are going are thinking about food and in some cases gluttony and enjoyment and community, that this is also a way to give back, it sounds like?
Absolutely, yes. We have to remember that not everyone has the luxury to go out to eat, so we want to help our neighbors.
And if you don't want to eat out or can't eat out, you can still give to the food bank through the Restaurant Week?
Yes, you can. There's a tab on the website that says donate. So you can go there and you can submit money through there. There's also all of the events that we have throughout the week are benefiting the food bank and City Market's Rally for Change program for the month of April. They're giving back to the food bank as well.
And the website that Corey mentioned is VermontRestaurantWeek.com, where you can give to the food bank. You can also see all the participating restaurants and their menus and prices. Corey Grenier is Marketing and Events Director for 7 Days. Thank you for talking Restaurant Week with us, Corey.
Thank you so much for having me.